So let's finish this day with a little meditation before the channels, bringing your energy inside, closing your eyes. Just seeing if you can relax your shoulders and neck a little more. Breathing, softening your face. And just giving yourself to this moment. Feeling the fullness of everything that's gone on today. And knowing that it's really just beginning. Breathing softly, feeling the love wash, letting that be what carries you forward, what meets you each morning when you wake up, what puts you to bed each night, and what stays with you throughout the day. These are the messages that come to you from the beautiful star mothers, from Adirondack and Kriya.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see you again for this, our third time here today. Your dearest bright lights, your energy, your frequency that is coming in is raising and raising higher and higher. For you see, dearest beings of light, that energy that you are experiencing, that is why you gather even virtually in groups, because that frequency levels out into the earth, levels out into the planet. As you know and understand, your own words, your own thoughts, your own feelings are setting a pace, are setting that frequency. So we told you earlier to get the right song going on in your head so you can sing it anytime, anywhere. Then we told you to be aware of what you are experiencing with your bracelet, with your awareness of when you have alternative thoughts that are not necessarily in the positive flow. And you understand that everyone has contrast in their world. We talk of contrast as something opposite or different from what you are choosing to experience in that moment. And that contrast, there is nothing wrong with that contrast. It's helping you remain in balance. It's helping you acknowledge that energy. It's helping you stay in that flow. Yet, if you stay in the pile of contrast, if you stay in that space of difficulty, then and continue to focus on that difficulty, then it is much more difficult to get out of that difficulty. We are being a bit redundant here. Difficult, difficult, difficult. That is what you are choosing to step beyond. So take a deep breath. So you've got tools that you can use. We know you know them. We know you have that frequency and have the awareness and the knowledge. And yet sometimes when we see you in person, you are going on about the weather and how there's 3-inch size hail coming this way towards Branson. And is that the bad thing? No, it is not. Or you're going on about this or that or the other thing. That energy is still a part of your vibration in your circle, in your field of focus. So what would you like in your field of focus? What would you experience if your life were created by your field of focus? Well, dearest beings of light, it is created by your field of focus, by your frequency, by your own intention. So we ask you, what is important to you at this moment? What matters the most? Just take a moment, a breath, and ask yourself, what really matters the most to me in this moment? Is it finding a new song to play in your head? Maybe. Is it being able to be aware of your old habits and your old energies to shift that focus when you're speaking old programs that no longer serve? Maybe. Or is it just to focus on the positive? Is it just to focus every morning when you rise, before your feet touch the ground, to focus on the acknowledgement of balance in the body? What would happen if you laid in your bed for just a few moments and breathed into your own energy centers? Breathed into that energy of your root to breathe into trust, for your sacral to breathe into the faith that everything is being created in divine perfection, for your solar plexus to breathe into that due diligence with what matters the most with you, to breathe into your heart for compassion, to breathe into your throat for courage to speak that which must be spoken with divine love, and to breathe into your third eye with patience. Patience with yourself. This is what the Vessel Maryland teaches on Monday, patience and connection. And to breathe into your crown for understanding of all things and gratitude for all things. If you did that one thing every single day, of course you're going to say, I can't remember all those things. Intention is the key. Listen to this recording, jot them down. And then, before your feet touch the ground, just breathe into your energy centers all the way from your root to your crown, and then take another deep breath and breathe into your earth chakra, your earth center, and anchor your energy into this earth and give thanks for this earth. And then breathe up to the soul star chakra, which is above your head, and anchor your energy into your own guidance, into your own energy, into source, which is all in every atom of your field. And set yourself each day in that balanced alignment so that every step you take is in your divine path. Now it will be anyway. However, if you set the intention that every step that comes through, every step that you make, is a part of that divine path, then you will pay more attention to it, maybe. You see, this world is indeed a wondrous place. And this COVID thing is shifting consciousness as we speak, As you know, we have been talking about this for some time, as our dear friend Lee Carroll has and Cryon has, that what is perceived is not necessarily what is actually happening. And some things get the opportunity to be rearranged. Yet, it is easy to get out of balance in the world the way it is now, especially if you turn on the box, the television, or the radio on your car, and listen to what is happening, or what could be happening, or what might be happening. It is very easy for you to get out of kilter, out of balance. Some of you are already there because during our intermission, you stepped out and talked to someone and they were, I'm not going to wear a mask. I have to wear a mask. I have to do this. I have to do that. All of those stories, all of that energy is flowing through your field, is flowing through your existence as well. And that is why we say, align yourself. Align yourself with your own energy centers. Anchor it into the earth. Anchor it into the soul star and each of your primary energy centers are aligned with intention. Our intention may be different than your intention, but understand that in that capacity, your root, your energy in your primal existence is about trusting that you will always be cared for, that you will always be provided for with a roof and food and assistance and love. And you can trust that. And you get to be diligent about what you do. You get to take care. You get to focus on what is the next step. And you get to have the courage to communicate. And as you do, you see what it is that you wish to communicate. What is it that is important to you? What matters most to you? And then you get to have patience. Patience with yourself. Patience with your abilities. Patience with your talent. Patience with your intuition. Patience with your friend. Patience with your neighbor. Patience with your person at the grocery store. Patience when you're driving in your car. Patience. And then you get to understand. You get to understand that every single person on this planet, in this galaxy, or in other galaxies, every single being has a different idea as to what should or should not be happening. And that is where you have gratitude for the perspective of others. And as it all comes together, into your compassionate heart, you radiate that frequency of the heart. Dearest, we don't want to sound like as our vessel Marilyn says, a passion martial. However, we're going to ask you, if you have not connected with that movie, that one field, we ask you to. If you can, do it tonight, after the sisterhood. You see, that is the next step. That is the reckoning of humanity. It is very timely. That is why the owners did not wait for all the movie theaters to open and all of that to happen. It has to be now. Because people are in fear. People are in fear. Not all, but enough to shift the frequency of love to a different frequency. And that is what we are asking you to avoid. And it begins with you, dearest. It does not begin with your neighbor or your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your husband or anyone else. It begins with you. Do you understand that? You have received much information today, and tomorrow you will receive even more information and more tools to connect with. And then the next day, more tools to connect with it together. For you see, if all of humanity was indeed living day by day through their own intuitive guidance, with themselves in total balance from the soul star all the way through to the earth, we love to imagine what that would be like. Power field, eh? You see, that is the new frequency. So what matters most to you? Only you can answer that question. What matters most to us is to assist in you living and embracing that new frequency. That frequency of alignment, that frequency of love, that frequency to acknowledge that you have the power to heal yourself. And in that process, you have the power to heal, to radiate that healing energy to others. Oh, yes, dearest beings of light, we have tapped our vessel, Marilyn, as we know. Cryon has tapped Lee Carroll on the shoulder saying, this is the next thing. This is the new place. This is the higher frequency. Bring together the magnificence of the innate capabilities of you humans to heal the heart, the body, the muscles, the love, and the mind. That is the key. And all you get the opportunity to do is turn it. And that key will open a doorway for humanity to step through. That is why we have said you are the next evolutionary step. Now we're going to say, what are you going to do after you take that step, Start with your intention every single morning to connect and understand with that connection. Dearest beings of light, comes enlightenment. You see what we say? The Buddhists, the monks, the Krishnas, the religious people, the religious avenues, the organizations, they are all seeking enlightenment. At the core. And so many times, sometimes they let their minds get in the way of that enlightenment, and they take the scenic route instead of the direct route. And we are asking you, dearest beings of light, to help with that direct route, to acknowledge that step, to acknowledge the alignment of your own energy centers. And as you do with the 100 or 200 or 300 or 400, or whoever listens to this, if you start there, that reverberates out around the planet. That is how the world of consciousness expands. Dearest beings of light, we are thankful that you volunteered. We are thankful that you raised your hand and said, oh, pick me, I'll go down to Earth at this time. I'll go into the Earth to be incarnate on this little blue planet. I will help. I will be of service. I will create a new song in my head. I will be aware. And when I align my energy centers, that will reverberate out indeed to align the energy centers of the planet. That, dearest beings of light, is why we are grateful for you. Why we love you. Why we honor you. Trust that. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the channeling number 2 of 4. Regarding the influential human field. For those of you who did not hear number 1, we say that it is available, as well as number 3 and 4 to be listened to together on that which my partner calls his website, clearly indicated for the San Antonio channels. Rarely would I refer to these things in this way, but I want you to hear all 4. They hook together, and for that which is what we would call a succinct message, one that makes sense totally, these are not to be listened to in a segment without the others. We spoke of that influential human field. It is a field, not necessarily like you would think of an electric field. It's a field that is undefinable in size. It's a field that is so influential to you because it is designed as a survival field. And we told you that even the animals that walk the earth have it. It is a survival field, so therefore some of the basic elements of survival are first and foremost and are prime. The human being walks, however, into a new energy, a profound new energy, one where the human being starts to advance in its consciousness and its maturity, advancing into a place where it starts to see itself far differently. It starts to see itself in a way that makes sense, where humans want to be different and want to be with humans, where human beings stop wanting to conquer each other or war with each other, where there's a confluence, you might say, of benevolence beginning on the planet, a true oneness that was never there before. It's slow, dear ones, very slow. Certain cultures that have never had it will take a lot longer to get there. The cultures who have had it and understand it, that are more open with one another, it will grow even faster. But the entire planet is involved. It's involved to a degree where someday you will all look at one another, and the meetings you will have as countries will be far different. You will all be in this influential field. Now, this influential field, we started by saying, is one that influences you with things that are around it, and we discuss some of them. But the 4 that we discuss in these 4 channels, we started with primarily a basic element of fear. The fear is a reaction and is a survival reaction that makes you move away. It saves your life. It is so profound, dear ones, that it even will sense what's coming. And you have been in these situations. The scientists will say, well, we don't understand it, but we've seen it. Where you will actually stop for a while in order not to walk into a situation that you shouldn't have been there for survival. This field is quantum, totally. For it is a sensory field of other quantum energies, and mostly those energies are other human beings. Fields of humans overlap. And this is why so often we speak of these specific attributes as being almost infectious. And that means that with one having it, another will have it, another will have it, even without the primary impetus of what caused it. For instance, one human being or group of human beings start to be afraid of something. Another group starts to come in. They feel the fear. And they're afraid, even though they don't know why. And we've seen this. You've seen this in your cultures. You've seen this in your governments. You've seen the dictators cause it and those who would run things counting on it. This is primal. Let me talk about another one. Another one which is just as infectious. But remember, these fields go two ways. You can be influenced, and you can also put things into these fields yourself that influence others. Yes, you can put fear to influence others. But we're speaking of something grander than fear. That is primal. That's not what we're talking about. We're starting to talk about elevated consciousnesses. We're talking about maturity and benevolence. And so your other attributes start to show. I want you to turn the page for a moment, which means we're going to change subjects, but we're not. Part of the studies of this planet right now are the studies of something called coherence. Let me define coherence. It is the interlacing of the influential fields. It is the interlacing of the influential fields. And what this means, dear ones, is as the one field around you perhaps is filled with something, another human being will feel it too. And another feeling will happen with another human being, and another, and another, and another. This is coherence. It is starting to be studied as an individual coherence with themselves. But truly, the real coherence is with the human to human, or even group to group, and it even goes further than that. The studies have shown, with auditoriums filled with those in coherence with a certain attribute, can then affect another auditorium filled with that certain attribute. It's almost, again, like distance doesn't matter. It's an infectious thing where those will weep with the feelings of benevolence and joy. So let's talk about that. Second attribute, one of the greatest and most helpful and most practical right now on the planet that you could have, the influence of joy. The influence of joy. Oh, we've spoken of this so many times. It is the inner child in each of you that has and contains and retains, if you choose, the feeling of being a child. The feeling of being a child with most of you is that where you have no responsibilities, where the only thing you're concerned about is how long you can play before your parents call you inside, or what you will do, and all those things together. If you're not having fun, you'll invent those to play with you and have fun. The child is constantly ready to play. The child is constantly ready to laugh. And if they're disturbed, they will then have a lower, perhaps, maturity, and they will cry because they don't understand what's happening, but they're quick to recover and play almost immediately. Dear ones, this is joy. This is unbridled joy. You grow up with it. You know what it feels like. You have it. And then you move into that place where you say you're an adult. And of course, it starts to temper with maturity. There are those who would feel and tell you that those childlike things should go away completely. And that as an adult, you should be more serious, take life more serious, be more responsible. And they'll actually say, well, don't giggle as much and don't laugh a lot. Dear ones, that is not even intuitive. Let me tell you something that we have said before. Those who laugh and giggle, the more they do it, the younger they become. I will tell you, it slows down the aging clock. It creates chemistry in that engine of aging, which tempers it completely. The ones who are joyful, dear ones, are healthier. The ones who are joyful are healthier. But what I tell you is this. Joy is infectious, just like fear. Now, in a changing energy on the planet, you're going to find that it's going to be more infectious than fear. And that means that those who laugh a lot and are joyful will affect the others who are as well. Imagine for a moment you being able to influence those around you to the extent that only a few minutes with you will change their attitude of life. Can you imagine such a thing? Simply because you walk around with joy. Now, what does a person look like who walks around with joy? It's not a person who is giggling all the time. It's a person who is satisfied with that which they see in front of them, which is the same thing you see in front of you. It's what happens next. It's about the day. It's about what's going on around them. You see, they're comfortable and joyful with their lives, no matter what. That's maturity. That's infectious. When one person who is in trouble or in fear or in anxiety spends time with another who is not, and yet they may have the same situation in life, that's attractive. You're going to look at that person and say, what is it that you have that I cannot have or I don't have or I don't understand? And that is your opportunity to open up and tell them about God inside, or perhaps that you have a joy-filled life because you remember your childhood and you bring it from the DNA remembrance, the Akash, whatever you want to call it, into your own life, and you paste it on you every day. You don't have to be childlike to do that. But what you do is you remember, because you lived it, what it's like to be happy, what it's like to be joyful. These are not pretend emotions, because they realize themselves. They realize themselves by habit in your brain. The more you do it, the more your brain, your consciousness will go to that place every day. You see, it's survival. Are you getting the point? If the influential field of a human being is set for survival, what is the thing that will help it survive and stay healthy the most right now? Joy. Do you ever think of that? There is a video that I will describe to you. We'll call it The Laughing Monk. It's about a man dressed as a monk, who get into a subway car in a busy city, and he knows no one in the car. As it proceeds along the tubes from station to station, the monk starts to laugh. He's good at it, almost like he is listening to a comedian or something uproariously funny has happened in his life, and he's laughing and he's laughing. And those in the subway car who are normally deadpan and have no interest in anything but the next stop or pondering their poor lives, are taken aback, and pretty soon they're snickering. At first they laugh at him. What a silly man this is, and pretty soon they're laughing with him. By the time he gets off at the last stop, the entire subway car is uproariously laughing. And they get out, even laughing. And they have no idea why they're laughing. And as they get out, you see him get back in for the trip to the first station to do it again and again and again. How many people that day has he touched without saying a thing? What starts as something odd becomes something not understandable, but joyful. Joy is infectious. Laughter is infectious. And it saves lives because health starts to improve. That is the influential field of the human being, proven time and time again. When one laughs, many laugh. When one turns on the light, many see. It is survival. In this, a maturer time. In this, where you're starting to understand a little more about that which is important in energy, which will support something new. I've got two more. I'll present them tomorrow. One will be obvious, one not so obvious. It's time for changes. And that influential field becomes something you didn't expect. I'll tell you more then. But understand this. This quantum field, this influential field is yours. And it is available. All you have to do is feel it, look for it, and create it. For what you do for yourself, others will see. And they'll accept it. More than that, they'll want it. That is the task of the old soul, to create a mature field of peace so that others around you would have joy, understanding, and a better life. Doesn't have much to do with evangelism or what happens next after you die, does it? It's practical, dear ones. It's what we teach in order for you as human beings to have a better life today on this planet of great change. That is the message we carry. And so it is.